With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The Rhinelander City Council is moving forward with steps that could help ArtStart get a new boiler. Details are not finalized. As WXPR previously reported, ArtStart's building in downtown Rhinelander is owned by the city, but all maintenance costs fall on ArtStart per their lease agreement. WXPR's Katie Thorson gives us an update.
ArtStart went to Rhinelander City Council earlier this month asking for help paying more than $175,000 for a new boiler. If not, ArtStart may consider vacating the building. Several people spoke in support of keeping ArtStart downtown during public comment. Nate Shepard owns the Hilgerman Center for the Community on Brown Street and is an artist himself.
The more that there is to do downtown, the more that people will come to shop and spend their money downtown, and the longer that they will stay in town. And so if the building that ArtStart currently occupies goes vacant, is torn down, or is inhabited by a non-arts and culture related entity, I do believe it will have a negative impact on many of our businesses, because ArtStart is a place that offers entertainment, education, and community gatherings.
At minimum, ArtStart needs the city to agree to put the building up as collateral, or the organization won't be able to secure a loan. The plan presented to City Council would be ArtStart and the city splitting the cost for a new boiler, which would come out to about $15,000 a year for 4 years. Alderperson Steve Jopek, as well as some other council members, spoke in support of finding a solution that keeps ArtStart in the building.
We don't have a plan for this building afterwards. We don't know what maintenance looks like. We don't know if other businesses will want it. We don't know what the National Park Service will say. We don't know a whole lot, but what we do know is that ArtStart cares about the community.
The council approved two motions, one for the city to pledge the building so ArtStart can secure a loan, the other to direct city staff to renegotiate the contract with ArtStart, which may be needed to help pay for the cost of the boiler. Both pieces are expected to be back to City Council at its next meeting on May 12th. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
The recent wet weather is putting a damper on some recreation in Lincoln County. The County Forestry, Lands, and Parks Department announced this week that summer ATV trails will be delayed in opening. The county says trails won't open May 1st. That's typically the earliest summer's ATV trails open in Wisconsin. They'll remain closed until further notice because of the wet conditions and frost still working its way out of the ground. That also goes for the equestrian and bike trails in Lincoln County's Underdown Trail System. The closures are meant to ensure the trails are firm enough to prevent damage. The legislature's Joint Finance Committee held a budget listening session in Wausau. Stevens Point Senator Patrick Teston says holding the sessions across the state is an important part to making sure everyone's needs are met.
Craft a responsible state budget that prioritizes the needs of all Wisconsinites in every corner of the state, urban and rural.
Committee co-chair Mark Bourne of Beaver Dam says the budget is still in its infancy, but they are on track to get the document done in time for the new fiscal year.
Starting in May, we'll start to meet and craft the legislative budget, and that takes usually 6 to 8 weeks, and so that normal process is continuing, and we're on schedule right now. We're continuing to work towards our goal of having the budget done on time this summer.
Committee co-chair Howard Markline says one challenge every budget is replacing expired federal dollars, and that won't be any different this time with COVID cash drying up.
Those are issues that we've always faced in the past, the federal money in some cases being reduced or running out, and it'll be no different this time around, so that'll be a conversation we'll have down the road.
This was the fourth and final budget listening session. The group held one in Hayward on Monday and had two sessions earlier this month in the Fox Valley and Milwaukee areas. There will not be an ethics board hearing into a complaint filed against Wausau Mayor Doug Denny, at least for a while. The complaint centers on Denny's handling of a locked but not yet secured municipal drop box, which was left outside City Hall. Board members voted 4-1 to postpone the proceedings by up to 4 months due to a lack of participation from the city clerk and city attorney due to an ongoing state investigation. There could also be additional witnesses to the events. Board Chair Calvin Dexter.
Adjourning the hearing to a later date to conduct additional investigation to seek information from additional witnesses seems appropriate, but certainly there are arguments on both sides.
The board was later blindsided by a statement from member Brian Mason, who says he thinks they should dismiss the complaint without prejudice. That would mean it could be brought back at a later time if Wausau City Clerk and City Attorney are free from their legal restraints.
I think we've reached a point where fairness, transparency, and fiscal responsibility all point to the same conclusion. We cannot ethically continue spending public resources on a hearing we cannot complete right now.
Mason also announced that he will step down at the end of his term, saying he did not feel that continuing under these circumstances and conditions would serve the public well. The Ethics Board will meet again in mid-May to issue requests for information from those additional witnesses. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has suspended a judge accused of helping a man evade immigration authorities. The FBI took Milwaukee County Circuit Judge Hannah Dugan into custody on Friday morning at the county courthouse. She faces federal charges of concealing an individual to prevent his discovery and arrest and obstructing or impeding a proceeding. The state Supreme Court issued a two-page order Tuesday, noting that Dugan faces two federal charges and saying it is in the public interest to temporarily relieve her of her duties. Her attorney had no immediate comment. Democrats have accused the Trump administration of trying to chill the nation's judiciary. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.